10th of February 2020. First letter to Corinthians, chapter 2, 1 to 5. We think today of Saint Scholastica. In the course of their journey, he came to a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him in her house. She had a sister called Mary, who sat down at the Lord's feet and listened to him speaking. Now Martha, who was distracted with all the serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister is leaving me to do its serving all by myself? Please tell her to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha," he said, "you worry and fret about so many things, and yet few are needed, indeed only one. It is Mary who has chosen the better part, and it's not to be taken from her." It is this passage from the New Testament which is very familiar to us, that is often chosen when a contemplative religious woman is honored, such as Saint Scholastica today, bodily sister of Saint Benedict, patron of Europe and founder of the Order of the Benedictines. The general and probably correct interpretation is that the contemplative element of our life is still preferable to the active one. This is why contemplative communities, those who are totally dedicated to prayer and to the path of interior transformation, have a special place in the Church. In the turmoil of the French Revolution, for example, contemplative orders were no longer tolerated and, in ignorance of the dimension of interior life, they were asked to transform their communities into active monasteries which provide educational services, nursing, and so on. The turning away from God or the path towards such a turning away will always be directed first against contemplation, because here the fruits of such a path can only be seen with the eyes of faith. Contemplation, as it were, first of all escapes the logic of natural life. And since the natural man does not understand anything about the kingdom of God, as St. Paul so aptly put it, read 1 Corinthians 2:14, he will first attack what glorifies God most, that is, a way of life which is totally oriented towards God and which reflects in a special way the intimacy of the loving relationship between God and man. Saint Martha also needed a correction from the Lord in the Gospel in order to understand more deeply. Certainly she thought that the Lord would support her in her desire to receive help from her sister, but the Lord broadened her perspective, and, as so often, an unexpected answer came. Mary, on the other hand, understood better the situation of Jesus' presence. When the Lord is there, it is first of all a matter of listening and then of internalizing what he has said. Contemplative love rests at the heart of the Father and wants to live and cultivate this love. This happens especially in prayer. God himself wants his resting place in our heart, and so Jesus was able to communicate himself better to Mary, who was listening and sitting at his feet, than Martha, who was too busy. This view also corresponds to the life of grace, because grace always precedes us and offers itself to us. God is therefore the one who acts out of love, the one who gives himself to us, and it requires our welcoming response. The right action then comes from the interiorization of the will of God. We are called then to be first of all listening and receiving, and from the deeper knowledge of God to become the servants and friends of his Spirit. We never lose time if we spend it in the right way with God. The teachers of spiritual life rightly draw our attention to the fact that every work done in accordance with God's will and in purity of heart has a supernatural character and therefore surpasses the works of our natural goodwill. When we think of Saint Scholastica, we know that she lived according to her brother's rule. This rule is called pray and work. At the same time, the word is usually enshrined, nothing shall be preferred to prayer. This is the order and the right balance. First the prayer and then the works. If you put this word wisely in the place where God has placed us, it will bear great fruit and make our lives richer.
The entrance verse of today says, "You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions."
Dico ego per me.